Hey, welcome to another day with Jesus, a podcast brought from the Word of God by Pastor Preji. As you tune in, place yourself before God and receive from Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. The Lord wants you to rely on Him like never before. The Lord wants you to consider Him as your complete support. Will you be willing to stand on His word, on His promises, on His heart, on His life, on what He has done for you and for me? Today, when you come into the presence of the Lord, don't treat Him as one of the many options. Treat Him as the only thing that you would rely upon. The Lord was speaking to the nation of Judah through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 17, and He says, "Cursed is anybody that puts his trust in other human beings." Now, it's not wrong for you to have relationships. It's not wrong for you to go to different people for different answers and solutions and help. But when you begin to trust in them, when you begin to stand on the words of human beings, the Bible says that there is a curse that is spoken upon their lives. Then God goes on to change the narrative for believers, for those that have chosen to put their trust in the Lord. Then He goes on to say in verse 7, "Blessed is everybody that puts their trust in the Lord." And I believe that if you're tuning in this morning, if you want a word from the Lord, if you're hungry to know what God is speaking, it's because your trust is in the Lord. It is because you're standing on what God narrates, what God speaks, the oracles that come out of His mouth. That is your ground. That is your foundation. That is what brings you to everlasting life. And if that is who you are, then here is a promise from the Lord. Verse 8, He says, These guys that trust in the Lord, they are like trees that are planted along a river bank. I want you to imagine what the Lord is saying to you, what the Lord is speaking to you today. He says, "I know what you're going through. I understand every highs and lows, but this is your identity. Because you trust in me, you are a tree that is planted along a river bank. Because you're planted along a river bank, you will never be dry. You will never be without nourishment. You will never be without true, real help." It says, "Their roots that reach deep down into the water." The ones that are planted by the river bank, their roots will always, somewhere or the other, somehow or the other, reach a place where there is water. And today the Lord is reminding you of that there is water somewhere down there. There is your help somewhere down there. Will you be rooted? Will you stay where you are staying? Will you continue to trust in the Lord? And will you let your roots go down a little more further, a little more deeper? Will you just allow yourself to stay calm till your roots reach water? It says, such trees, they are not bothered by the heat. See, on the surface, it may be really hot. The weather may be very discouraging. The people around you may be very harsh on you. The things that you're facing in this season may not be ordinary, may not be normal. The trees, they are not bothered by the heat on the surface. Why? Because their roots, it's been going deep down into the water. They are swimming in the water. They are enjoying the water. It says they are not bothered by the heat, or they're not worried by long months of drought. Some of our struggles are a quick moment of heat, a quick moment of failure, a quick moment of struggle. And there are other things that go really, really long. It is like a long season of drought, a long season of nothingness, a long season of no answers, the long season of withdrawal from everybody around us. There is this long season of emptiness that we experience. The Bible says these trees that are planted, that are rooted, they are not bothered by the heat or by the long months of drought that they experience on the outside. When people look at you, they may find it difficult to understand why you're still happy, why you're still rooted, why you're still standing in the midst of this drought. It says, you may be planted in a season of drought. You may be in that place where there's a lot of heat, but your leaves will stay green and you will not stop producing fruit. So this is going to be a characteristic of every rooted Christian in this year. This is going to be how your life is going to pan out for the next 9 years of this decade. You are going to stay forever green. You're going to be constantly producing fruit. You're going to be constantly bringing forth results. There are going to be so many people that will question the validity of your productivity because they can't believe, how can you be so good at it in the midst of a recession? How can you actually increase and be promoted and be blessed when everybody else is being demoted? How can you continue to pray and fast and seek God when we are all tired of doing that same thing? Now that is how you would distinguish a rooted Christian from a Christian that is not rooted. Now where you got to be rooted is in trusting the Lord. The context is that blessed is the one that continues to put his trust in the Lord in spite of the external circumstances, because that person is going to be like a tree that is planted by the riverbank. That person is going to have his roots go down to find water. That person is not going to be bothered by the heat. That person is not going to be worried by long seasons of drought. That person, his leaves will stay green. That person will never stop producing fruit. May that become your portion, your inheritance, your blessing for this entire season. Father, let this verse go deep down into the hearts and minds of people that are desiring to be rooted in trusting you. Cause every other human alliances and every other dependencies to be disconnected from our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Hope this word blesses your spirit. Share this podcast to someone to bless their day. Contact us at pastorpreach.com. May you walk in his guidance through your day.